This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Rakyat Malaysia yang dikasihi, sekiranya saudara-saudari mendengar mesej ini, maknanya tindakan sudah pun mula diambil ke atas saya. Saya ingin memohon ampun dan maaf kepada rakyat Malaysia. Rakyat Malaysia berhak mendapat pimpinan yang terbaik. Saya sudah lakukan sedaya upaya saya. Namun saya sedar ia tidak mencukupi kerana saya akui ada banyak kelemahan. Namun demikian, saya juga ingin menyuarakan isi hati saya kepada rakyat Malaysia yang sangat saya kasihi. Ya, memang saya tidak sempurna seperti manusia biasa. Namun percayalah, apa yang dituduh ke atas saya dan keluarga tidak semuanya benar. Memang rumah kami digeledah selama berhari-hari. Memang saya disiasat dan ada barang yang dirampas.
It's been the year for PR videos, hasn't it? From the steady stream of political videos during the 14th general election to Datuk Sri Najib Razak's pre-recorded "If You're Watching This Then" piece, and of course Tun M's 93rd birthday celebratory video. The question is, did these videos hit the spot? I don't even know if that's grammatically correct. And what is the fine line between creating a PR masterstroke and a PR dud? This is Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, and we're about to talk about some interesting PR videos we've seen this year with Rantau PR CEO Gogulan Doreyraju. So Gogs, you are no stranger to BFM, but this is an earlier than usual time for you to be in the BFM office.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so bright. And I met all these people I didn't even know worked in BFM.
There you go. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first things first, what has been your favorite PR video so far this year and why?
Well,
Tough one.
I'm in the business, so I know all the shenanigans behind every video, right? But you were alluding to the Najib video, and I think that was something out of the blue for a lot of Malaysians.
Mm.
So if you look at it from a purely unexpected video, I would say that was the video that nobody actually expected him to make.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm going to ask you this. Would you expect Najib to make a video of that sort?
No. That completely came as a surprise. Mm. And I think it just went viral in all my WhatsApp chats, like within 2 hours
exactly,
of it being released, right?
Yeah. Right? So, you know, it's something that when you don't expect it out of especially somebody like Najib, who came up with this video, I think it prepared for it, actually, if you look at the production values in the video and how fast it was shared, like you said, WhatsApp, which is what the mode of virality is now in Malaysia, right?
Yeah. The whole idea for this show came up about 2 weeks ago when we heard of that video that came shortly after his arrest. It was called the "I'm Only Human" video. It was met with some really strong reactions, comments, and ridicule to a certain extent. What was your initial reaction when you watched it?
Well, I thought it was, like I said, initially I was surprised that he made this video, and I thought it was actually a very masterstroke on his part, since we're using the word masterstroke.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, first of all, it's unexpected. Second of all, he was speaking to the urban Malaysians who have already written him off, right? So then he's basically, there's no win-win with that, but he still came up with that video. And thirdly, he was speaking to his supporter base.
Yeah.
His supporter base needed to hear from him, and he needed to touch on the human side of himself because he's been demonized to a certain point during the pre-elections and all that. And now with the new government in power, he is in the opposition. And prior to the video, he's being demonized by the press, by social media, by all these online news sites, and of course the current government of day. Hence why he came out with this video showing a softer human side, which still appeals to his supporters who say, how can you do this to this man? You know, that's that kind of stuff. While telling his opposition, which is the urban, basically, I'm just talking off the cuff here, but the urban bank that who wrote him off, that, wait a minute, I have something to say about this.
Mm. All right. So that is from a Malaysian perspective, you as a Malaysian. But, you know, from the PR perspective, what was your reaction to the video? What did you look at when you first watched this video?
Well, I looked at the production values to see. You know, from when I looked at it, I was like, come on, this wasn't done
Overnight,
definitely. Right? Yeah, I mean, you could see that after a while, you know, the music and everything, all the production values, very high tech. Very, very well done. I think he must have spent a lot of money on it, but I think the fact is he was prepared for this. So he knew what was coming. Yeah.
So it was actually YB Lim Kit Siang that tweeted a couple of hours after the video was released. He said what Najib planned to be a PR masterstroke had turned out to be a PR dud. But you disagree, right? You think it was a masterstroke.
Yeah, because, I mean, Lim Kit Siang has to say that, right? Because he has to preempt what is going to be happening, right?
Okay.
But from a public relations point of view, it was there's no masterstroke of or not. It's all very subjective. If I ask you, if I Lim Kit Siang, he says no, I'll ask somebody else. Najib's supporter will say it's a masterstroke, you know? So it's all very subjective. But if you look at it from a professional point of view, there's a fine line. Mm. But the way it was done and the timing is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is, I mean, that was very good.
So that is my next question. The production value, the timing of the video's release. I know it's going out mostly to reach out to his supporter base, to the UMNO grassroots, right? But do you think that it, in any way, the timing and the production value, do you think that it affected the authenticity of the message?
Again, it speaks to two different supporters. So yes, so some will buy it, some won't. I mean, I have a lot of people that say, yeah, come on, you know, what is he trying to do? And some people say, yeah, you see, well, how can you do this to this? Because, you know, you have different, it's all subjective, and you have different, our country is polarized to that point, right? Where there is this set of supporters and this set of supporters. So there's always people who are going to buy into that message. And the fact that it came out at that time was preempting what is happening right now, right?
Yeah.
Because now you see, you have the same Najib fan, this, that, and all that, which are all PR strokes, which come from that video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. One of the things that was pointed out by some of my colleagues here was the use of the images. I think at one point during the video, he mentions something like every person will have their day of judgment. And when he said that, he also alluded to the opposition. Sorry, not the opposition. The current government of the day having their day of judgment as well. And during that part, there were images of Lim Guan Eng and Putrajaya. So some people were calling that slightly vengeful.
I thought it was, you know, but again, he was speaking to his supporters and he's saying that, and he's laying the ground for what kind of treatment he was going to get. Because if you force and preempt their hand, you cannot, the government of the day cannot push him too hard and all that, and his supporters will then start rising up. So it's a fine line, you know. We are a new government. We are new territory right now, you know,
yeah.
A former prime minister being arrested and all that stuff. It's all new ground. So all this is being set to set the tone of what's happening next.
Okay, and what would you have advised differently if you were on Dato' Sri Najib Razak's PR team with concerns to this video?
Well, that's a tough one. But, you know, with concerns to the video, I mean, like I said, again, the timing, I have no problems with the timing because I think he knew and all his team, his inner circle knew what was going to happen.
Mm.
And I mean, we laymen are not privy to what's happening behind the closed doors of government, but I think they knew that he was going to be arrested and those charges reading up. Hence why when that video came out, I knew it was a formality that he was going to be arrested and all that. So if I would have spoken to the general Malaysians in a more direct manner, not sob by the heartstrings, not make it very emotional, but that's from an urban point, that's from my point of view. But I also see why he's doing it, because that relates to the grassroots, to the rural side, where they want to see the human side, the sob story, you know, and all that.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break now to get some messages in. But when we come back, we discuss Tun M's recent birthday video and how a pre-election video by Tan Sri Tony Fernandez left some Malaysians with a bad taste in their mouths. This is Resource Centre on BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and we are doing something totally off the cuff today. We are dissecting the impact and efficacy of some of the recent PR videos released in Malaysia with Rantau PR CEO Gogilan Dore Raju. So, Gogs, before the break, we were discussing Dato' Sri Najib Razak's I Am Only Human video. And just a week after Najib's video was released, came the Astro Gempa video on Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and his 93rd birthday. That video too went viral. It was called Cute, Endearing. Some applauded it because it gave Malaysians insight into the life of our new favourite couple, Tun M and Tun Siti Asmah, right? Would you call this a PR gimmick?
I wouldn't call it a gimmick, but I think you have to understand, let's track back a bit. A lot of young Malaysians don't know the are not used to Mahadev from the past.
The old
this,
Mahadev.
The old Mahadev. This is a new Mahadev. Hence, a blank canvas is afforded to him.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, this is what he's doing. He's creating a new look, a new persona, and of course, relating to the young. This video was just made to relate to the young, you know, to create that whole cheerfulness and all that. It was very nicely done. I thought the production values were nice. Well, I think what Astro Gampak did was very well. Very well, very nicely done. And like you say, the cuteness and everything was, you know, not overplayed. You know, it wasn't sugary sweet and all that. Just the right amount. But again, you have to understand which audience that is alluding to. This is the young Malaysians who have voted in the new government, who want to see. And so Mahathir has a clean slate now, and he wants to create a new persona of a Malaysian, a Malaysian that everybody is a part of.
Right. So do you think that it helped that this video didn't seem to come from Tun Mahathir himself or his team? It seemed to have come from Astro, like a third party.
Exactly. Let's go back a bit. Pre-election, there was a video that came from Tun Mahathir and his team.
Yes.
Remember, mirrored what is Najib is doing now. This whole type, the music, the production. If you look at it, if you took it back, if you put it together and you watch the video, you will see some similarity in those videos and how he's tugging at the heartstrings and all that. So the playbook is always the same. It's how you use it. So now he needs somebody else, a third party. Whenever a third party does a video, it verifies it to a certain point.
Mm.
Like you just said, it doesn't come from him, right? It's set out that way. And the way they did it, I thought it was very well done. Not too long, not too short, and not too sugary sweet.
Ya, itu gambar Atok lah.
Macam mana Atok boleh ada kat sini?
Dah, Atok datang kerja di sini. Ini pejabat Atok. Anak, nama apa?
Nama saya Aisyah.
Like you said, that similarity to that pre-election video of Tun M with another young girl, they were speaking at his office. The Atok team is really strong here, right?
So he's using that. Obviously, that's his trump card. He's using that to relay his message. And again, like I said, how it was done and how he's doing now, you can see the different similarities in it and how he's talking to the new Malaysians. And it made sense that then, it'll make sense now.
Could something like this have worked for Datuk Seri Najib Razak instead of the one that he did with the photos of him and his mom and the photos of him praying and with the people, something that related to the younger folk?
You do have a point there. That's a very good question. But I think because the younger folk demographic has already been taken over by the new government, he's talking about himself now and what he's doing and all that. Because again, what Barisan Nasional did pre-election was about him. Which, in my opinion, was a mistake because the brand was convoluted and to a certain point that they didn't need to use it. They need to start thinking about what they actually were doing for the country and all that instead of using it as one person. Since they've already used that, the video was about him now because now everything is about him, right? This video was done by himself. I don't think it was done for Barisan Nasional or anything like that. This is his brand Najib, and also what is coming soon.
Hi everyone, it's Tony. Welcome to my home. I just want to tell all of you something from the heart, really. Over the next 7 days, there's going to be a very, very important period for this country as we decide which government we want and which leader we want to take us forward. You know, for me, it's been an up and down story, and I think it's important for you to hear my story. I started as a little two-plane airline where the whole world was against us. And over the last 10 years, we've seen a government that's helped and provided us the opportunity to build ourselves into one of the biggest international brands in the world. And that's not easy for a Malaysian company to go and be recognized all over the world. And we've won lots and lots of awards. And I credit the government who's had to manage both GLCs.
So another video that seemed to backfire this year is Tan Sri Tony Fernandez's pre-election video, where he seemed to throw his weight for Barisan Nasional just ahead of the elections. What did you think of that video?
So when I was talking about the timing early on, this was completely disastrous timing, if you ask me, from a corporate personality to come up, first of all, with a video. If he was asked to or not, that's moot right now, because I don't know what happened behind the scenes. But from a brand strategist point of view, I think that is actually completely off timing to come out. And yes, maybe Barisan Nasional would have won and he would have been applauded, but it's not the right thing to do, to come out with a video, especially as a corporate entity, to say.
The repercussions of that video, though, I mean, will the effect be long-lasting? Because personally, I don't see Air Asia losing any money over this.
We all know Malaysians have a memory of 2 weeks. You and I both know that. So let's not storm in a teacup, if you ask me. I mean, it's a social media disaster, but like you and I both know, social media disasters last for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Everybody still needs to fly.
Okay. But the same thing you could say that was suffered by American Airlines after that video of a man being pulled out of the plane. That one lasted for more than 2 weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's different. Malaysia, it's different. I mean, I'm not saying it one size fits all. Yeah, it's different. I mean, because there's society is different over there. You know, for something like this to happen, we see some stuff like this every day. You know what I mean? And then some of us be apathic to it. And, you know, apathy is high in Malaysia. So, but in societies over there, it's a huge thing.
But also, it's different to see a man being dragged off the plane and then a spokesperson for the company saying something that
saying
you don't
completely, exactly
agree
completely,
with.
I mean, yeah. You could have come out and said something. I mean, even like Korea Air, when Korea Air, where the chairman's daughter or something was doing the same thing with the peanuts and all that, that also blew up into a scandal, which lasted more than 2 weeks. So it's also the severity of it. You know, people were pissed off that Tan Sri Tony was supporting the Barisan Nasional government, probably. But we never heard from the Barisan Nasional supporters about what Tan Sri Tony said, right?
Yeah.
We only heard about one set of supporters, right? So you have to understand, not everything, we live in a social media bubble sometimes, right? And everything we listen to or hear is what our newsfeed is.
It kind of reinforces our own beliefs.
Exactly,
yeah.
But you have to understand, there are people out there who don't think he did anything wrong, right?
How do you think this affected Tan Sri Tony's personal brand? Was it affected?
Personal brand, yes, to a fact it was, because everybody got personal with their comments, right? Again, Tony is a very good PR guy. He knows, pushes the right buttons, he knows what to say, tweets the right thing and all that. The danger of that is always there's something, no matter how many good buttons you pushed, everybody remembers the last bad button you pushed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a sword that you fall on. But like I said, he's a good PR person. There will be opportunities for him to redeem his personal brand coming up, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks for letting us pick your brain, Gogs. Before we go, some PR 101 tips for making a good PR video, one with a lasting impression.
Be honest, be direct, if you want something to say, say it properly, like you're speaking to your friend. You know what I mean? Do not go extra on it. It's like speaking to your mate, speaking to your best friend, speaking, you know, what you want to say, get it out direct. The production values and all that, I mean, this day and age, it's up to you how you want it. But again, honesty, obviously, but it's how you talk to your friend. It's how, because you want them to think of you as a friend.
So authenticity and, you know, don't bother with the facade.
Yeah, don't bother with the facade. You know, again, you cannot please everybody, right? But say what you want to say and say like you're speaking to your friend.
All right. Thank you so much, Rantau PR CEO Gogilan Dore Raju. Now, if you miss any part of this show, you know what to do. Go look for the podcast on BFM.my, or better yet, just get the BFM app and let all your favourite podcasts come to you. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Gogilan Dore Raju from Rantau PR, thank you for listening to Resource Centre on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.